Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Scott Snyder teases Absolute Batman's Bane. Jeff Johns teases First Ghost. Marvel to reprint Civil War. This is Comic Book Club News for May 16, 2025. Absolute Batman writer Scott Snyder has revealed the title for the second volume of the series, Abomination. The news comes via his newsletter where Snyder explains that in Absolute Batman number 9, quote, Bane has a whole new look and design. But on top of that, he's got surprises in his history. And it's also the debut of a couple of characters that I think people will be very excited about that we've tried to keep really under wraps. So there's all of that. There's a glimpse inside of Arc M, which has another brand new take. He also notes that DC is sending the issue to retailers digitally as of May 14, which is definitely not par for the course given the usually secretive comic book industry. Will it leak? Given that gossip site Bleeding Cool is already trying to puff up a beef between Snyder and Bane co-creator Graham Nolan, who did call artist Nick Dragotta's design for the Absolute Bane an, quote, abomination? Yeah, maybe. Absolute Batman number 9 hits stores for non-retailers on June 11. Long in development, the Ghost Machine title First Ghost will finally be teased in the upcoming Red Coat number 14. Written by Jeff Johns with art by Brian Hitch, the issue will serve as a prelude to the upcoming series by Johns, Brad Meltzer, and Gene Ha. Said Johns of the Red Coat issue, quote, One of the joys of working in the historic timeline of the Unnamed is that stories can be told across the canvas of American history, revealing secrets, introducing characters, and unlocking the greatest mysteries of the United States, and those not only who founded it, but to find it. In this issue, Simon Pure gets blamed for the burning of the White House in 1814 and is on a mission to prove his innocence. Or is he? But how does this all connect to First Ghost? That series will focus on a newly elected president who moves into the White House only to discover spooky ghosts. Or ghost. Singular. We'll know more when Red Coat number 14 hits stores on August 20. In a surprising move, Marvel Comics will be printing facsimile editions of the 2006 miniseries Civil War. Per 13th Dimension, all 7 issues of the original Mark Millar written, Steve McNiven drawn series will be reprinted. And what's curious about this is that usually facsimile editions are saved for more classic comic books. For example, Marvel is currently running programs for the first 12 issues of Fantastic Four and the complete Phoenix Saga from Chris Claremont's run on the X-Men. Not only that, the facsimiles for Civil War cost $5.99 each. At least the first issue does, compared to $4.99 for the FF and X-Men facsimiles. And not for nothing, but you could pick up a trade collection of Civil War for $14.99. Hey, maybe the high price of the single issue is for reprinted ads of the Nintendo DS Lite or whatever. Civil War number 1 facsimile edition will hit stores on August 20. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And they say, first ghost is the worst ghost, second ghost is the best ghost, and third ghost is the ghost with the hairy chest. I wish that rhymed better. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.